Hi, this is Tanya Harder-Pierce, author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I have a wonderful dog recovery story with a woman named Gail on the line. Gail is in Northern California, and she's been giving Protocell to her female pug named Buffy. So, Gail, could you give us just a little idea as to how you found out that Buffy had a problem?
Okay, back in July of this year, Buffy just basically had a really hard time breathing and was in horrible pain. She'd just cry all night long, and the only way she'd stop is if I held her. And so I took her to the vet, and they did all kinds of tests, had a ultrasound done on her, and we had blood work done on her. And the blood work came back where it was almost precancerous. They knew there was something wrong. She had a really bad infection going on. And then she also, when we did the ultrasound, we found there was a mass in her chest close to her heart.
Ooh.
And they didn't know what was causing it or anything. I mean, it wasn't cancerous, but they knew it had to come out. And
now, how did they know it wasn't cancerous?
Well, by her blood test.
Uh-huh.
They knew that there was no cancer there, but they wanted to open her chest and take out the tumor and everything. But in the beginning of July, they had started her on antibiotics. And the antibiotics just kept making her sick to where she couldn't hold any food down, and pretty soon she just refused to take the antibiotics. So the poor little thing was just wasting away and in such pain and agony. And so finally, towards the end of July, I took her back in again, and I said, well, the antibiotics weren't working, and that's when they wanted to go in and open her up. And so he said, well, let me try the antibiotic one last time to see. And when I got her home, I just thought the poor little thing's been going through such misery and hadn't been holding down any food, and so I had Protocell here for me, and I called and made sure on the dosage. So on July 31st, I started Buffy on Protocell 50 every 8 hours, 1/8 teaspoon, well, and 1/8 on an eyedropper.
Okay.
And by August 2nd, we had our old Buffy back.
Wow. So, how many weeks was that, or months?
That was 3 days.
That was 3 days?
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, the first night, I started her in the afternoon, and by that night at 11 o'clock, she heaved this big sigh. And I thought, oh, no, she's dead, because she just collapsed. I mean, there was no more pain, and so she was able to sleep. And it was the first time since that whole month the poor little thing had actually had any sleep.
Wow.
She slept the whole next day, didn't eat or anything, so I was really worried about her. But I thought, well, but I kept waking her up to give her a Protocell. And then the next day she was just fine. She was running around, playing, breathing fine. There was no pain.
That's incredible.
I know. And so on August 9th, I took her back to the vet, because I wanted to check her up and make sure she was okay and everything. And they listened to her chest. She'd also had a bladder infection, too, at the same time that they didn't know. There was actually what actually started it. I've noticed blood on my husband's pillow.
Oh.
And so when I took her in, there was this horrible bladder infection. And so it was a bladder infection with the chest congestion, everything. The poor little thing was just a mess.
Now, when your veterinarian gave her an antibiotic for a while, I know it didn't get rid of that mess, but did it take care of the bladder infection?
Yeah, it did seem to help that, although by the end of the month again, and when I took her back right before I started on Protocell, the bleeding had started again.
Oh.
So it was like it helped while the antibiotic, but as soon as they stopped the antibiotic, it came right back again.
Okay.
So when I took her back on August 9th, her bladder infection had cleared up. And then they did a blood work, total blood work, and when that came back, they said that was totally fine, that all the irregular T cells that had been there before were gone.
So what you're saying by the T cell situation is that she had an increase in the T cells, which are a type of killer cell?
Right.
Okay.
And they were totally normal.
Wow.
So they didn't know what, I hadn't told them I had put her on, that whole bottle of antibiotic, which was really expensive, I threw down the toilet. And she's still on Protocell to this day. I mean,
Okay.
I'm afraid to get her off of it.
And she's back to her normal self?
Oh, yeah.
And how old is Buffy?
She's about 6.
Okay. Wow, that's wonderful. It sounds like you really stopped a crisis in its tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and the veterinarians didn't know what to do about it. I mean, they were stumped.
Now, what about the mass itself? Have you gone back for any scans? I don't remember if you said or not.
No, we hadn't, because when they listened to her chest, when they listened before, they said it sounded like pneumonia. She was really having trouble breathing, and now she's, they really didn't recommend it. They said, her chest sounds fine. Just kind of keep tabs on her.
Okay.
So she hasn't been out of breath or anything since then.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how did you give her? You said you gave her a quarter teaspoonful of Protocell Formula 50 8 hours. So that's three times every day.
Yeah.
Around the clock.
Uh-huh.
And how did you give it to her?
In the eyedropper. We give her 1/8. It's less than the people get.
You mean just from the very beginning you've given her 1/8?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 1/4.
Little tiny bit.
I'm sorry.
And just take it out, you know, with the eyedropper, and I put it in her mouth and put it in there and give it to her, and then I give her a cookie.
Oh, okay. So you directly squirt it into her mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine. That's a good way to do it for dogs if you can.
Yeah.
And
she
then you make
like
sure
it,
they get it all.
She doesn't mind the cookie.
Yeah, right. It's a good treat.
Yeah.
That's just wonderful. You know, I hope this will help some other people. It's such a great story.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I do want to make a couple things clear to anyone who might be listening. Normally, Protocell is not considered antibacterial. So it doesn't always work, you know, for bacterial infections, though it does work very well for viral infections and sometimes for fungal infections. So I almost wonder if Buffy had something like that going on, but of course we'll never know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
yeah, she had been in such pain, I just couldn't see doing an exploratory surgery on her. And
right. The other thing is that in general, Protocell is not that effective on benign tumors. So I'd be surprised if that was actually a fully benign tumor, but it may have been somewhat benign and maybe a little bit malignant, and they couldn't see that in the blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But at any rate, it's just fantastic that it worked this way for Buffy. And, you know, Protocell is so inexpensive at the dosing that you give it to a dog. Can you estimate about how much that costs you every month?
Oh, wow. Well, one bottle lasted, I mean, from July, and it's what now, December.
Oh, wow.
And so, and I'm taking it too, so we're sharing it.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, that's probably less than $30 a month at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So just, you know, for anyone who isn't sure what's going on with their dog, they could at least try this. It's a very inexpensive thing to try and see if it works,
mm-hmm.
if there's nothing else that the vets know what to, you know to do about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's very inexpensive. I mean, the vet, you know, the ultrasound, everything was really expensive. And so that's kind of why we didn't even do it again when the vet said her chest sounded fine. He didn't even recommend another ultrasound.
Right. And how long do you plan to keep Buffy on the Protocell?
I don't know.
Well,
as she's feeling good, I feel it's not hurting her any. So.
You know what? I think as long as you feel up to giving it to her, the better. Because, you know, if she does have any active cancer in her in small amounts that's left, then, of course, you want to make sure to get rid of all of that.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's also very good for viruses. And I actually cured my own dog's case of a viral papilloma, which is a type of growth.
Uh-huh.
And that was on the surface of her body. But I used Protocell 50 to get rid of that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to get my own testimonial for that on the website soon. So I hope that this testimonial will help other people, and at least, you know, they can see how you did it. And did you give Buffy any other supplements or treatments along with it?
No. It was just strictly Protocell.
Wow.
And, of course, my daughter works for the veterinarian, and she couldn't even tell him what I was doing because she knew he'd have a fit.
Yeah. Wow.
Because he wanted, you know, it was the same thing. He said if it comes back, you know, malignant, then you're going to recommend, you know, radiation and chemo, the same thing they do for people.
So they were that convinced that it was cancer to say that they would have to recommend radiation and chemo?
Well, no, they just kind of said that, you know.
That they might. Okay.
You know, my daughter just... She knew what I was doing because she knows I'm taking it, so she said, well, I just won't say anything.
Okay.
So she didn't tell the vet until afterwards, and then he was amazed that
uh-huh.
she was fine and that fast.
Wow, that's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you and for Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for your story, Gail.
Okay.
And you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.